the monthly meeting to order at 6:00 PM on Monday, September 25th.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Roll call, Grandaw here, Ayd absent, Cherry.
Here.
Bidwell.
Here.
Cluck absent, Gracie.
Here.
Frybo absent. All right, number four, approval of the agenda.
I make the motion.
Motion by Chris.
Second.
Seconded by Sunny, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, abstentions, motion carried. Number five, consider motion to approve consent agenda. Does anybody have any questions on the financial report that was in the board packet?
You got your motion.
I'll make a motion to approve the minutes of the regular meeting, August 16th, 2023. Minutes of the special meeting, August 28th, 2023. General fund vouchers, ACH 232-400-011 through 232-400-034 for $40,868.71. Check numbers, 105513 through 105674 for $486,008.85. Wire transfers, 202-300-015 through 202-300-021 for $121,764.30 for a total of $648,641.86.
Motion by Lev.
Second.
Seconded by Sunny. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed, abstentions, motion carried. I guess I don't have to ask about abstentions because if anybody abstains, it's not.
We can't vote.
Yeah.
All right, number six, public input. All right. Number seven, correspondence recognition.
I'd like to take a moment to recognize and thank all of the staff that contributed to our staff in-service in August. Each day was filled with activities and learning that will make this school year a great one for staff and students. I'd also like to thank our student services team for arranging for Youth Frontiers to come for an honor retreat.
Number eight, reports. We're bypassing committee reports as all the committees are canceled tonight. Administrative reports. Student council representative Hadley Sherman is our new student council rep. So there you go, you have the floor.
Student council started off the year with a successful homecoming week. We had Joseph Day's boys volleyball, hallway decorations, powder puff football, an outdoor pep rally, and a parade. The sophomore class was the winner of the week with the most points accumulated throughout the various activities. Looking ahead, student council will plan monthly activities for students and will work on revising and updating their constitution. Art club did a face painting for Blue and Gold Day and intends to hold another button sale soon. There are approximately 20 members in the art club this year and they look forward to window painting for the holidays, along with creating some collaborative paintings throughout the year. The travel club is still working on trip possibilities for students in the summer of 2025 and what tour company they will be taking, depending on length of trip and cost to everyone. Specifically, they are considering both the Mexico, England, France, and Spain trips as possibilities and will decide at a later date. They will be bringing this to the school board at that time. High Q has just received the topic list for this year's competitions. The advisor plans on holding a meeting for interested students towards the middle of October, with practices starting in November. Competitions will start in January with a dry run occurring in December. For principal, Mr. Schramm and Mrs. Retza have sent out a survey to students. They are hoping to start practices sometime in October.
All right, thank you. Mrs. Robinson.
All right, bear with me. Along with board policy updates on the agenda tonight, here, there are several technical corrections, including policies 0122, board powers, 0144.5, board member behavior and code of conduct, 0151.2, required student academic standards on agenda items, 0166, agenda, 0171.1, president, 2261.03, district and school report card. 2416, student privacy and parental access to information. 3161, unrequested leaves of absence / fitness for duty. 3211, whistleblower protection. 3281, personal property of staff members. 4120, employment of support staff. 4161, unrequested leaves of absence, fitness for duty at the 4,000 level. 4211, whistleblower protection. 4220, evaluation of support staff. 4281, personal property of staff members. 5335, care of students with chronic health conditions. 5341, emergency medical authorization. 5451, student recognition. 5460, graduation requirements. 5463, credits from non-public schools. 5500, student code of classroom conduct. 5517, bullying. 6146, post-issuance tax-exempt bond compliance. 6152, student fees, fines, and charges. 6325, procurement, federal grants / funds. 7440, facility security. 7540.04, staff technology, acceptable use and safety. 8220, school day. 8450, control of casual contact communicable diseases. 8740, protection of district funds. 9700, relations with non-school affiliated groups. And 9700.01, advertising and commercial activities. Again, those are just the technical corrections, so it's like grammatical corrections, things like that, changing of pronouns, those kinds of things. Whew. All right. The only other thing, because I kept this nice and short, Act 20 was legislation put in place with the state budget that created the Office of Literacy and added many requirements for districts that support early literacy through the science of reading practices. Recently, I met with our Director of Special Education, Elementary Principal, Reading Specialist, and Reading Interventionist to discuss the requirements in assessment, intervention plans, and teacher training. I'm happy to report that we have many of the requirements in place, either partially or fully, and we also have plans for many of the areas that we don't have fully implemented. So it was a big bill that a lot of districts are scrambling on. A lot of the requirements start next fall. So we kind of met just to get our head around what those requirements were and or are, and where we lay in implementing them. And I can honestly say we are in a really good position, and a lot of that has to do with CAM, because that is a very knowledge base of hers, is that the reading and the intervention and how that works. And so things, we had some of those things in place when I was principal, but she's definitely stepped up that intervention and a lot of those things. So that whole team, again, the few areas that we don't have fully implemented, for instance, we have to have documentation on every staff member K through 3 that has training in that area. We have some that have had training in that area over the years, but we have plans in place on how we're going to get our staff trained, the ones that aren't. So it just, again, it was one of those that came out in a lot of districts where still are. Like, I have no idea how we're going to implement these things. I don't know what we're going to do, but we're in a really good place with it. So that was a pleasant surprise that, again, many of those pieces were added in the last year. Since CAM's been added, so it's good.
Jeff. All right. Junior. Mr. Bauman.
And if any of you are wondering, Kelly is still trying to figure out what my knowledge base is. Yes.
We know what it's not. I know what it's not.
Is it making people mad?
We're working on that.
Today.
As you were saying that about CAM, I was trying to think what mine is.
Stop it.
The 2023-24 school year got off to a successful start at the middle high school. We used a shortened day format for the first day of school this year by utilizing our late start schedule and having students rotate to different areas of the building. And they took care of technology needs, school pictures, the rules, discussions. Students also attended shortened class periods where they met their teachers and discussed classroom expectations. Number two, the math and English departments completed their first round of MAPS testing during the week of September 6th and 10th. Freshmen and sophomores will be tested twice more before the end of the school year to gauge the progress they've made in math and English. And lastly, our homecoming week was unusually early this year due to the fact, and I think this is right, that was our last home game, right? Yeah. That our last home football game was last Friday against Crandon. We held our usual activities, and Hadley did a better job because I forgot about Powderpuff football, but hallway decorating, dress-up days, boys volleyball, bonfire, pep rally, the parade. Students were great. They seemed to have a lot of fun. We held the dance Saturday night from 7 to 11. Ethan Butnick and Lily Watson were voted homecoming king and queen. The dance was really good once again. They had a lot of fun. And I'd also like to thank Mrs. Bolvin and Mrs. Graves for all the hard work they put into organizing the week with the student council. I'd also like to thank all the faculty members who supervised activities throughout the week. It was a fun week, and it was a little worrisome that early. You get in school for 1 week and already it's homecoming. But it actually went very well. The kids were good, always looked good. So it was nice.
And the weather was warm?
Yeah.
It turned out really good, and it's done.
Last week, homecoming, we couldn't come up, keep up with the hot chocolate. Yeah. It was so cold. Hey,
this is Damon.
Our school year is also off to a great start. This year, we welcomed 32 new students in grades K through 6, and we have 54 K students enrolled. In addition, our new staff members have hit the ground running. Many new teachers have expressed how much they appreciate our new teacher mentor program. At the elementary level, all new teachers are supported by a team of mentor teachers. The mentor team and new teachers meet monthly and discuss things like best teaching practices, classroom management, and student engagement. During homecoming week, during their scheduled music classes, Mr. Allard and Mr. Coffhammer took music students on a walking field trip to sing our school song to area businesses. They visited approximately 60 businesses. Several business owners have reached out to express how much they enjoyed the students visiting their shops and singing the school song for them. And also the Friday of homecoming, the senior football and volleyball players and cheerleaders visited the elementary school during our homecoming pep assembly. The students interacted with the elementary kids from every grade level, and during the assembly, they completed an obstacle course that was set up in the gym. Our elementary kids had a great time interacting with the older students.
She's out of a poop today, so that's good.
Mr. White.
Okay, the installation of the new boilers at the middle high school is nearing completion. The entire water piping system required flushing and refilling to ensure correct water chemistry for the new boilers. Unfortunately, we will likely miss our target startup date of October 2nd as the vent stacks are not shipping until Friday next week. Hopefully it stays warm enough.
Count the days.
NASCO, our primary custodial supply vendor, has installed new towel, soap, and toilet paper dispensers throughout our buildings. The dispensers were installed at no cost to the district. Previously, we had been using our rug and mop vendor, Cintas, to provide these services. However, their inventory management was inconsistent and their dispensers generated more than a few complaints. We also anticipate some significant savings by managing our own inventory. And lastly, work by Bray Architects continues on our facility assessment. Mm-hmm. On Friday, September 1st, I accompanied their engineers as they completed a walkthrough of our facilities. Next up, Mrs. Robinson, myself, and the principals will meet with them to discuss the logistics of performing staff and community surveys, and that is tentatively for this Thursday, Mr. Ballard.
I already have it. And those new paper towel dispensers are very quiet.
Yeah. Very nice.
Very quiet.
And they work.
Amazing.
I was a little freaked out the first time. Actually, I was wondering where all the noise was.
No screaming.
All right, Mr. Schramm.
Okay, good evening. Though we've had a busy start to the school year, I'm happy to report that we haven't experienced any significant complications or issues. We've finished the high priority summer items in time for a smooth start to the school year. I'm also happy to report that the first student school day went smoothly. Lindsay and I met with all 7th through 12th grade students to discuss technology rules and expectations and assisted with password changes and signing electronic technology paperwork. We ensured all students could log in and access the applications they needed for the year. Then we went and distributed all 7th through 12th grade student Chromebooks. I want to thank James Levenhagen, Lindsay Schramm, Nancy Hell, T.D. Warner, and J.J. Brand for all their efforts during the summer, as it most certainly would not have been a smooth start without them. And finally, we are working to wrap up some of the projects left over from summer yet and complete some of the higher priority issues since school started. By next week, we should be able to focus more on some of those daily work orders that have come in since the first school day.
Awesome, thank you. Mrs. Kapiski.
Hello, everyone. I will do my best to do a quick rundown to catch everyone up on the community activities from over the summer. July, we had two sessions, 1 week each for a total of 2 weeks of summer swim lessons. We had a bus take us to the Bond Center in Oconto both weeks. We had 39 in the first session. We had 31 in the second session. Most of our extra kids were homeschoolers, but we did have one from Coleman and one from Oconto Falls. A big thanks to Nicole Hart and Shelva Rohde for being my extra supervisors those weeks. We partnered with Kim Grzynski and Hunter's Glen Golf Course again this year to have a junior golf program. She took on 8 students, 4 boys and 4 girls, from 3rd to 5th grade. Community Ed was asked to continue to sponsor a garden plot behind the Kerbitz Rescue Squad this summer. Many perennial flowers were planted to help support the Healing Garden, which is a community garden open to the public where flowers and vegetables are grown. Youth football started at the beginning of August with 34 athletes who are doing a Sponsor Ahead fundraiser to help raise funds for their 30 new helmets. Youth cheer just started their season with 83 cheerleaders this season. I am heading up flag football with 47 students, which starts this week for 6 weeks. The Kribitz Fall Harvest Fest will be Saturday, September 30th, as the community ed will put on the fall craft show at the high school with 70 vendors occupying over 100 booths. The Kribitz High School track team will be hosting. The Children's Theater has registration underway for The Wizard of Oz and production to be in February. The Community Advisory Committee had their first meeting of the new school year Tuesday, September 12th. We are working on updating and streamlining the volunteer community scholarship requirements.
Awesome. Thank you.
Well, at least your flag football is a little bit more manageable than Coleman's is. I think Coleman had 110 kids.
They had 16 teams.
Yeah. Wow.
Good for them. Good for them. That's fantastic.
Yeah, they got 4 fields in the baseball field in town. They got 4 separate fields in there. And they play, 2 hours Monday night and 2 hours Tuesday night.
That's a lot of littles.
Thanks. Hey, squirrels. Mr. Dorschner.
Our fall sports season is in full swing. Our volleyball team right now is sitting at 11-8 overall. They're 7-3 in the M&O. We have a triangular tomorrow night in Surrey with Oneida Nation in Surrey. Our varsity football team right now is sitting at 4-2, but really they are 6-2 with the landscape changing in high school football. We had 2 conference opponents that had to forfeit their varsity season, so that's 2 conference forfeit wins for us. Hence, we do not have a scheduled home game like we were supposed to for Friday, October 6th. As of now, we possibly could have a chance, an outside chance, to schedule a non-con opponent in Iron Mountain for October 6th, but we are playing McFarland, which is a much bigger school than ours, down in Hornville. We're kind of meeting halfway this coming Friday, and so we're going to kind of wait and see what our team status is up to that point, if we're banged up or not, if we need a bye week, or if we can keep playing, then, because that sets us up for a conference title showdown with Oconto Falls in week 9, so we're going to play that by ear. Our middle school football has got about 16 to 17 kids out, but as of right now, they're undefeated. And our middle school volleyball numbers are at approximately 23 between both levels. And I am super proud to announce that we have Mr. Bowman certified as a football official and has worked a number of our lower level games this fall. So we're getting new blood into the system.
Why lower level?
Fishing fraternity.
So, learning how not to throw a flag. And I did talk to Mr. Benier about maybe I could see if the Bears are available next week. Probably competitive.
To play the varsity team. Yeah. That took me a second. I got it all.
So that's all I got.
Mr. Dorsner was also this past weekend inducted into the officiating Hall of Fame, which as someone who has many years left in officiating, it's a pretty big honor because he's been doing it for so long and done so many sports and so much. So he was inducted into the Hall of Fame this past weekend, which is pretty cool.
Congratulations. How do your knees feel about that?
Yeah, they're screaming.
All right. Items for discussion, annual policy update.
It's in your board packet is this ridiculously large policy update. So there are a lot of policies in it. However, a lot of them are, if you just look at the summary page at the front, you can see right away the first couple ones are revised, but then there's a couple new ones, and then there's, you know, a couple, four rescinded ones. So a lot of it is two or three rescinded and made into a new one. Not a lot of actual revamping of any of the policies. Very, very small changes. Some of them I would even say border on technical, but they are in the policy update. So does anybody have any questions or any of them stick out to them? Well, in what it is, when you make that motion, you can look at it. So on the, what's presented in the agenda does not include that extra one. So on the summary page, right, the fifth one down, I think, 0164, there's a version one and a version two. We only have the version one because version one is for Common and Union High Schools. Version two is for Unified. So in the policy update on the agenda, if you do it as presented on the agenda, that version two was not included in that because it doesn't have anything to do with us. I just didn't realize that it was on the summary page also, so I didn't take it off the summary. That's why I think there was a little bit of confusion about that.
So we can just do it.
Yep.
As presented.
As presented. I did. Gary's not here. But he did email me a question about policy 1260. So it's the incapacity of the district administrator. And what it does is it gives some language to it that the board president takes over some of the powers of the district administrator if the district administrator becomes incapacitated. There was actually a situation kind of local where the district administrator was ill and was out and they were looking for an interim, but in the meantime he was not able to perform his job duties and they didn't have an interim, so there wasn't policy in place saying that it really falls to the whole board, where this policy now changes it to be one single person, so that those day-to-day operations and decisions that need to be made fall to the actual president versus having the whole board having to meet for every single decision. So he had asked, Gary had asked about it being that, you know, maybe it should be the whole board making that decision. But again, the reason for it is those day-to-day decisions that a district administrator needs to make. maybe motivates to get an interim district administrator in there quicker rather than dragging the feet a little bit. But he did ask about that. And again, the recommendation is to keep it as the board president because it's harder to have the whole, it's quicker, harder to have the whole board meet to make some of those just, you know, very, I don't want to say simple, but, you know, those decisions that need to be made. So any other questions on any of the policies, by all means, I can answer any of them, but it did add in like an artificial intelligence policy. It revamped the academic honesty to talk a little bit about the AI in there. But
ChatGPT.
Yeah, that's it doesn't call it out by company, but yeah, that that's, I mean, again, a lot of them are just some rewordings. The public records one, that's gone back and forth. That actually, when I met with our rep from NEOLA, the suggestion was to do all these different things for how you maintain those records and send it to the Historical Society or whatever it is in Madison. But they rescinded all of that, and it's basically we're just keeping them the way that we keep them in-house now. So luckily I called him about a different policy that he had forgotten in our update, and he got back to me and said, oh yeah, and update that one. Don't jump through all those hoops. So again, there's not a lot. Not a lot there, I don't feel.
Questions?
I think we just gotta, we gotta remember these, some of these are just recommendations, we don't have to do it.
Right.
We don't have to follow them.
You know, it's lawyer language.
Yeah, it is. It is a lot of the lawyer language, that is true.
It gives us a basis.
And if we aren't comfortable with something, we can certainly.
And I certainly would bring it up to you guys if I felt like, and I have the option in them, like to go through and obviously pick some of the options, and if it's something that I feel is a little bit, that, you know, is a little more controversial or should have some more input, I do leave that open and then make a note to have you guys make that decision or ask if you agree with, you know, what I've chosen, but this one didn't call for it.
The library plan.
All right, in your board packet was the library planning. I have Mrs. Bernier here. I asked her to be here in case there's any questions. This is her, this is kind of her baby. It is a requirement by DPI that we have a library plan and that it is approved by the board. That's something that was done a long time ago. And so in her taking over as library media specialist, it's something that she took over and revamped. And so this is her, what she came up with, or what, you know, what her plans are in the library, in the library. So I don't know if you want to give some 2 cents on it or just take questions, but
I can just take questions.
Okay.
Unless you want me to talk a little bit about it, but it's pretty self-explanatory.
Yeah.
It is very self-explanatory.
Yeah.
It was very easy to read.
Yeah, I was hoping so.
Yeah. It wasn't confusing or busy. It was, yeah.
Yep.
Straightforward.
Yeah. I like the presentation too, the, you know, the different areas of the framework,
yep,
and what we're doing well and areas for growth or opportunities. So, yeah. And I agree with all of them too. Mm-hmm. I was like, yeah, that we are doing that, and yeah, we could do that. So, again, it does need to be approved by the board. So, and I actually have to upload it to DPI. I've been patiently holding off. Like, no, I really do need to wait for the board to approve it. But every time I log in, it's a like a red asterisk. Like, hey, you got to do this. Yeah, I know.
Any questions for Shane? Item scheduled for action, appointments.
All right, give me 1 second. I have to make sure I have my new
middle school notes. Counselor.
Joel Pagel is recommended for approval as a middle school counselor.
I make the motion.
Motion by Chris.
Second.
Seconded by Sonny. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? Motion carried. Substitute food service.
Tammy Krychowiak is recommended as a food service substitute.
I'll make that motion.
Motion by Lyle.
Second.
Seconded by Chris. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? Motion carried. Number 3, volunteer after school elementary. Wow, after school elementary fitness leader, yep. Kayla Ide.
So Kayla Ide is recommended for approval as a volunteer for after school elementary fitness leader. Wisconsin DOJ background check has been completed.
Make the motion.
Motion by Chris.
Second.
Seconded by Sonny. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? Motion carried. Volunteer chaperones.
List of volunteer chaperones is included in your packet. Can we, being that the number of people that we have here and of abstentions that need to be made, you can do it individually or as a list, and with the exception of Margaret Grazy. So that Sonny doesn't have to abstain.
I'll make a motion to approve the list of volunteers with the exception of Margaret Greasy.
Motion by Lyle.
Second.
Seconded by Chris. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? Motion carried.
Just tell Margaret that we'll put her on.
Yeah, the next one. That's what I told her.
She'd probably be happy to tell her no.
Oh, man.
Man.
Yeah.
We've got that on tape, you know.
Resignations, part-time library aide.
Lori Brabant has tendered her resignation as a part-time library aide.
I'll make a motion to accept that resignation.
Motion by Lyle. I'll second it. By myself, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? Motion carried. Student Success Coordinator.
All right. Hillary Trepanier has tendered her resignation as a Student Success Coordinator. Along with this in the motion, you can choose to enact the $500 fee for breach of contract if you so wish.
Did we pay for her?
We sure did.
We paid, what, like $1,000?
$1,000. Yep. So that is why we will be reworking those numbers.
Yeah.
Before the contracts.
I guess just because it's getting to be.
Absolutely.
Every year.
If you don't make that motion, it's automatically by contract. So.
Yeah.
You know, if you ever miss it. It's by contract. It's whatever the contract
is. It is. But we're just saying we need to, I think we need to have.
Oh, yeah.
Yep. Staff. Absolutely. Yep, Sarah and I had that.
We need a motion in a second, though, before
okay,
we start.
Okay, I make
talking.
A motion.
Motion by Chris, seconded by Sunny. Okay, now you can talk.
Okay, can we just put it? Can we just do it like at the next meeting? Discuss
we can do
it.
Future agenda items.
Yeah.
I mean, it doesn't go into effect until the contracts come out. But I have some. Sarah and I talked about it actually today about how we'd like that structured and the language. Of it. So what I will do is I had planned on kind of drafting that up and then sending it to our lawyer to review for being able to enact it. Obviously, it has to be legally appropriate. So I can do that and have a proposal for you guys for the next board meeting, if that's what you would like.
It just seems like this year has been more than, you know, and to keep forgiving all this.
It's the job seekers market right now.
I know, but I'm just saying I think we have to start protecting ourselves a little bit in the market.
I agree.
All right, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed, abstentions, motion carried. Meal policy updates.
All right. The board is asked to approve the NEOLA policy updates as discussed earlier in the meeting as put on the agenda.
I make the motion that we approve the policy updates as discussed in the meeting that were on the agenda.
Thank you.
I'll second it.
Motion by Chris, seconded by Ella. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed, abstentions, motion carried. D, library plan.
The board is asked to approve the library plan as presented earlier in the meeting.
I make the motion.
Motion by Chris.
Second.
Seconded by Sunny. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed, abstentions, motion carried. Future agenda items.
I'm writing it right now. Contract language, breach of contract.
All right. 11, recess to executive closed session as per Wisconsin Statute 19.85(1)(c), considering employment, promotion, compensation, or performance evaluation data of any public employee over which the governmental body has jurisdiction or exercise responsibilities. Number one, extracurricular coaches and advisors. And number two, district administrator. Need a motion.
Make a motion.
Motion
I'll
by
second.
Chris, seconded by Lyle.
Grandoff?
Yes.
I absent. Cherry?
Yes.
Heidi Wald, yes. Hawk absent. Grace?
Yes.
Freiwald absent.
We're in closed session at 6:33 p.m. Okay, we're in open session at 7:12 p.m. Approval of extracurricular coaches and advisors.
I'll make a motion to approve the list of extracurricular coaches and advisors with the exception of Arlen Grandon.
Motion by Lyle.
Second. Go ahead.
Second.
By Sunny. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed, abstentions, motion carried. I'll take a motion to adjourn.
I make the motion.
Motion
I was Caleb.
Aye.
Second.
Go ahead.
Okay, for real, we're going to fight.
Second.
We stay here forever.
Yeah.
All in favor?
Aye.
Both abstentions, motion carried.